What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I am the person in the relationship that I have complained about on this show for 20 years. I am that guy. And the relationship I'm talking about is when you're in a relationship and it's bad and you get advice, but it's consistently bad and you know that. People are giving you advice over and over and over again about this bad relationship, but you keep going back. At some point or another, you have to take responsibility for that relationship and say, this is on me. I'm not going to share with anybody else. I know what the other person is like. And if I keep going back, then I'm in the wrong at some point.
You know what the definition of insanity is, right?
Yep.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different response.
And that's exactly the relationship and cliche that I am living right now, again, with Adam Sandler. Who got me again this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Happy Gilmore 2.
I watched it too.
I haven't seen it yet.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
Did you see the first one?
I did. I loved the first one. It's a classic.
It's the same thing, this one, except it's just a couple of different tweaks on it.
It's not the same. It is different. They threw me for a loop there in the beginning. All right, so go ahead, Bert, with your critique, and then I will come in with my critique.
So I have this weird relationship with Adam Sandler because I do, as a person, I love him so much. I love his attitude so much. Adam Sandler is the most authentic celebrity, but I also realized this weekend in watching his movies are the same way he dresses. It's consistent. You know what you're going to get every time you see him, and it's the same thing with his comedies. Every now and then you're going to get a ha out of the movie, but you're not going to walk away from most current comedic Adam Sandler movies going, that was a really funny movie.
So is it great? No. Was it good? Yes. Did I enjoy it? The nostalgia. There's a lot of clips, a lot of references, obviously, to the OG Happy Gilmore and characters from that first movie, which I appreciated. There are 74 cameos.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
74 celebrities and professional athletes are featured throughout this movie.
It's cool if you know who they are. I had to go on and do a search. Like, I didn't realize the caddy was Bad Bunny.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
And what?
Oh, wow.
And the caddy, Bad Bunny as the caddy, one of the highlight characters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, he was fantastic.
Kind of stole the show, yeah.
He really did.
Funnier than Adam.
I would have to say yes.
I haven't seen the film yet, but the only clip I've seen over and over is the clip of Bad Bunny putting honey all over Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yes,
that was so funny.
That was a funny part.
It was.
Yes, that was a funny part.
Travis Kelce is one of the cameos. He actually has a pretty, like,
yeah, he's kind of all over the place.
Substantial part. All of the famous golfers, like, if you can think of a famous golfer, minus Tiger Woods, they are all in it. Like, the it's a who's who of golf that appears in this movie. Is it corny? Yes. Is it stupid? Yes. But is it enjoyable? I watched the whole entire thing.
So if you thought the first one was a classic, the nostalgia feeling of watching the second one kind of will carry you through it.
1,000%.
I think that's a very good description right there.
Okay.
You're only going to put up with it. Like, if this was the first one, you'd go, that's not a great movie.
Right.
But because it's building on that nostalgia, you'll give it a chance. And I gave it 90 minutes and I walked away from it the same way I do every time. Like, he got me again.
I thought Shooter McGavin did a good job. I thought that storyline was...
Same cliche, fight with the old guy. We've seen it, been there, done it. So you have been warned. That said, I am fairly certain, even in its most average, when the statistics come out at the end of the week, that movie will have had a ton of downloads. It'll be the number one movie in America.
It's the number one movie on Netflix right now.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Easily.
No. Yeah. All right. She told us on Friday that she was stepping into cycle. I thought it was kind of mean.
I think we all did a little bit that, you know, we understand her frustration, but didn't understand the way she and the other bridesmaids were going about it, and it just seemed mean-spirited for the bride. So before I read the email, Abby, you want to break everything down really quick of why she hit us up on Friday because of what they had planned to do to the bride?
Yeah, basically this bride was like, hey, I have this wedding or this bridesmaid's dress I need y'all to wear. It's in the color mauve and it's very expensive and I need you to buy it. So of course all the bridesmaids end up purchasing it. And then like a couple weeks before the wedding or some kind of crazy timeline, she was like, ha, just kidding. I need you to wear a different bridesmaid's dress. So all the bridesmaids decided to come together and say, we're going to unionize and we are not wearing the second dress. This is ridiculous. We shouldn't have had to buy two dresses. So we got an email basically saying that they're going to show up to the wedding wearing the original dress that they all purchased. And we felt like this was mean, not necessarily because they didn't want to wear the second dress, but like communicate with your friend, you know? Do the bare minimum.
All right. So how did the wedding go over the weekend? Hey, Burt Show. First off, thank you for reading my email. Y'all really are the best. So as promised, here's the update. Buckle up because the bride went ballistic.
And yeah. I don't blame her.
Well, I mean, this is what this whole thing was set up for. I mean, you guys were planning on ruining her special day.
Just to refresh, my cousin, who I'm not even close with, let's be honest, changed the entire bridesmaid dress a few weeks before the wedding. New cut, new designer, double the price. The rest of us already had the original, ugly but paid for, mauve dress, and we made a pact in our bride-free group chat that we were not buying new ones. Well, we showed up Saturday with our OG mauve dresses. The bride lost her mind. Once we were in the bridal suite where she was getting ready, she screamed, "You are not ruining my wedding!"
Too late.
Then, and I kid you not, she kicked us out of the ceremony lineup.
Oh, good. Mm. Good.
And none of us were allowed to walk down the aisle. She had the coordinator rearrange everything like we were wedding crashers. We also took zero pictures with her.
Wow.
We were told we could sit in the crowd like guests, but we had lost our bridal party privileges. Whatever that means. And since we had been sidelined, that meant the groomsmen were too. Yeah, the groom was not happy with us or the bride. Then at the reception, we had no grand entrance, no dance floor introduction, just awkwardly walked in with the rest of the attendees, like someone's plus ones. I wish I were exaggerating. None of the bridesmaids have spoken to her since Saturday night. She and her new husband are on their honeymoon. Hopefully some R&R in Turks and Caicos will do her some good, and she will be willing to talk to us when she gets back. Full disclosure, I'm feeling some regret and guilt.
You should.
Thanks for letting me vent and for only slightly judging my tiny descent into psycho P1 for life.
I don't know if slightly was the right word, yeah, but we were judging. Right.
And you say P1 for life. Let's challenge that. Because I just think this whole thing was devised to be really, really mean. I mean, yes, should she have consulted with you on a second dress? Probably so, but she didn't. Maturely, you could have done something before the wedding. So rather than blow the whole wedding up, which has ramifications also for the groom, mm-hmm, for the bridesman, for the parents, you ruined her whole day, man. You're not a friend.
Yeah, this could have been such an easy fix by sending to the group chat or sending to the bride, hey, we all feel the exact same way that we don't want to pony up another $300, $400 for another dress, so we're not going to. So then at least you could have gotten the meltdown out of the way before the big day.
Communication is literally all that was needed. That's all you needed to do to fix this situation. And she stood on business about how she felt on her day, and I'm not mad at her reaction at all.
What am I missing here? Like, why was this ever a good idea, and why did the bridesmaids all think that this was, why would you be so upset about it that you totally like form a coup for the wedding?
Well, I'm assuming there's assumptions here and there's speculation here, but I think for them to get to this point, they must have been dealing with a bridezilla. I would assume that to pull a stunt like this, she has been difficult from engagement to aisle. So they may have gotten to a point of no return as far as being fed up with her bridezilla ways. And then that's why we did this. So do we know the whole story of what they've been dealing with? No. Was the bridesmaid dress, purchasing a second bridesmaid dress, probably the straw that broke the camel's back? Yes. Does that give them a pass for handling it this way? Absolutely not. In this case, everybody's wrong.
I really wonder if one of the bridesmaids somehow, someone, did it happen in Atlanta? Do we know this?
I don't have, no, she never did. She never shared what market she was in.
Because you got me curious also. If one of the bridesmaids is listening, I'd love to know the other side of the story here. Because just one thing here, Like, one, just the dresses isn't going to make you do this kind of extreme measure, right?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
I feel like there had to have been more leading up to it to get them to react in this manner.
Yeah.
It would still be wrong, but I would understand it a little more if it was like a bridezilla situation and they were just fed up.
All right, if you are one of those bridesmaids and you know something, email us because I would love to know the rest of the story also.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, if you are in Georgia and you are in Greene County, you are in Jasper County, you are in Morgan, you are in Putnam counties, I want you to listen to me real quick here. If you think it was hot over the weekend, forget about it. The National Weather Service is saying where you guys live in those counties, like north of Atlanta, the heat index values are going to be up to about 112 degrees tomorrow.
Ooh, that's right?
Nope. So you have been warned, and I don't know that I have lived in Georgia long enough to remember where they have shut things down because of the heat. Maybe they have.
I can't recall in the 14 years I've been here.
I can see it happening. I can see it happening tomorrow if it's going to be 112 degrees.
But you need to be mindful of like yourself and staying hydrated and your pets and just, you know, the elderly, making sure you check on them.
For
like,
sure.
That's just, those are insane temperatures.
So over the weekend, do you know how difficult it is for me to get my kids in the same room together or do an activity together? And it happened twice in the same week. They both showed up for our live event, which I am really thankful now looking back at it that Amanda invited them. I don't know why I've always done this, but I've kind of kept church and state when it comes to my family and business. I've kept them separated. And honestly, mostly because I think I put myself in my place with my dad. Like, I didn't care what he was doing. I really didn't. I didn't care at all. And I didn't really want to hang out with him and stuff. But the truth is, I forget that my relationship with my kids is just different, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, hanging out with dad and watching him perform, I just didn't think they would be into it. I didn't even think about it, right? So Amanda invites him and they go. So that was really, really great having him there. And then Hollis sent me a really sweet text afterwards. And then this weekend, I suggested that we go ziplining together. All right, finding something for these kids to do. Because as Amanda made the observation this week, she said, my brother and my sister are as opposite of I have ever seen with any family at all. But Hayden and Hollis are even more than that.
Take the cake.
Nothing. There is nothing. So they don't do anything. It's not that they dislike each other. It's just that they're disinterested, right? Because Hayden's into performing arts and movies and anime, and he likes to be on his computer doing D&D. He's a performing arts kid. Then you got Hollis, and he's kind of introverted and stuff like that. Then you got Hollis, who's the mayor of any town that he or room that he's in. He loves playing sports. He's a dude. He hangs out with his guys. So trying to find anything that these two guys want to do together is almost impossible. But since we have been traveling with each other since they were so young, I just kind of always made it a habit that when we're on vacation together, we'll go ziplining. So they've been doing it since they were 6 or 7 years old. So we did it this weekend, and I want to give this place a plug because it was really, really great. And it's only an hour outside of Atlanta, and I didn't get any freebies, no discount, no nothing. Just genuinely telling you that historic Benning Mills Zipline was a blast. It was a total blast. It's challenging. It wasn't all that scary.
It wasn't all that scary.
They have like four different levels that you can do. And I only signed up for the first three and not the fourth because I knew I could never, they would never want to do something for 4.5 or 5 hours. So we were there for 3 hours doing it. And I just want to let you know, if you're looking for something else to do, outside of town, drive wasn't that bad. And they were great. It was fantastic. The only thing I messed up on was they offer you the ability to put like a GoPro on your helmet so you can record everything. And I'm like, I don't need that. I brought my Meta glasses up. Those are the ones that you can record that look like Ray-Bans. Mm. So I'm like, I don't need all that. So I'm hitting record every time I'm going down a zip line, and I looked back at it after the whole thing, and all you could see is my bicep. So I'm holding on to the zip line like this. You literally got no footage of anything around me whatsoever.
Neat.
So if you go up there, get the camera angle on it also, okay?
You should always get the GoPro. Right. I've learned that lesson.
Yes, man. All right, Kristen, man ditches date over AI photos?
Yeah, like 10 minutes in the date, this man bounces. And this woman posted a selfie video lamenting about this guy ditching her on their date 10 minutes in. And I'm curious if you guys are going to side with him or if you're going to side with her. She said he ditched her because she used AI photos for her dating app. So she goes, these photos look just like me. And she shows the photos in the video, right? These AI photos of her because she wanted photos with cool backgrounds or whatever. And she's like, they look just like me. I don't understand why he freaked out. So this is a repost from @EmilyWKing_ on Instagram. And here she is explaining what happened on the date.
Okay, wait, I'm so pissed off. I just got home from a date. The guy walked out literally 10 minutes into our date. If you're a straight man, I need your opinion on this desperately because I think I'm right. And clearly he thinks that he's right. So we matched on Hinge and I have really good photos of myself on Hinge. A few of them are AI generated. They look exactly like me. While we were out on our coffee/walking date, within like the first 15 minutes, he asked me where one of my photos was taken. I'm not a liar, so I said that it was an AI generated photo. And he said, yeah, I don't think we're a match. And he left. That seems so dramatic to me. And also, like, everyone is using AI generated photos. If they look like you, who cares? The ones I use with Dreamlens look exactly like me. They're not like the crappy ChatGPT ones. So what is the difference? Who cares? I don't know. If you're a straight man, let me know.
So if you're like Mo and Bert, you go on a date.
Yep.
And again, he did not know. He was just like, hey, that's a cool photo. Like, where were you when you took it? And she's like, oh, it was AI generated. Do you feel like that's false advertising?
So was she actually in the location she was saying that she was in?
No.
In that photo?
No.
Yeah, I think it's jacked up. It's not breakupable or anything. I think it's less like, what? Who are you trying to impress?
I would side-eye it. And it would be just a, it's like, because you're lying, in theory. Like, it wouldn't be because you used the photos, but it just would make me think something else might be there that I would have to worry about down the line if you feel the need to kind of lie already out the gate.
Right.
Well, let's be real. Like, this is catfishing. Like, the only reason you're using these photos is because it looks better than how you look in real life. So if I'm swiping right on this photo and you come to the date and you look not completely different, but it's very obvious that there is some heavy editing or there is AI attached to a photo, then it's kind of like, oh, well, I feel like I'm talking to somebody else. It feels catfishy.
I think the altering of the pictures wouldn't bother me that much because there's so many filters now and you're trying to put your best foot forward, right? It's the fact that she put herself into a situation, a travel situation that she actually wasn't in. That feels like the lie to me.
And Abby, she said everybody's using AI generated photos on dating apps. Is that true?
Not from what I can see. Yeah. And if they're not, then the men might need to start because it's a little brutal. And the photos, I pulled up the video because I was like, oh, I want to see what these photos look like. Like, do they look realistic? Mm-hmm. And it looks like she's sitting at a table. Like, it doesn't look like she's in like Antarctica or something. Yeah. So really to me, and like the offense here is you're trying to make yourself look better than you actually do. And it is very apparent that it's not a real photo.
Oh, so is her saying that she was doing it for the quote unquote background, more of a cover up for the fact that the photos actually did enhance the way that she physically looks?
Which it does. Does it look like her? Yes. But is it the most polished version of her? Absolutely.
I mean, technically, couldn't you compare that to makeup?
No.
See, this is, and that's why I wanted to know, like, if you would be offended by somebody using an AI generated photo. However, with makeup, you're still putting it on your face. Like, it's still your face. Isn't it enhancement? Yes. It's the same thing as my nails are an enhancement. My hair, you know, getting my hair done is an enhancement. Wearing makeup is an enhancement. You know, dressing up nice is an enhancement. But that's what you do for a date. And this, it's not an enhancement. Like, it's computer generated.
I kind of feel like it's so common now that when I'm looking at pictures online and profiles on Instagram, I just assume there is some, I don't know, some doctoring of the photos. It's no different than when I'm checking out houses on Zillow. Like
those photos.
What they really look like look very different than what they look like on Zillow, man. So I just kind of feel like it's built, it's baked in now.
Editing is different than literally generating yourself to be like a cartoon character version of yourself. Like it's one thing because there are apps that use AI technology to like airbrush your skin or whatever. But if you literally generate a photo and it's like ChatGPT creating you, but in some like weird coffee shop scenario, that's not you. It's so obvious, like the Pixar version of you.
Right.
I actually was putting something together and needed a one sheet, and I was going to have ChatGPT put my photo in it, and I gave them the photo to put in it.
Uh-huh.
And then they put out the PDF, and I'm like, who is that?
That technology not as advanced on that with the photos yet.
Right.
That was rough.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, today's the finale of Karma Cleanse, yes?
Oh, it is. We are coming to a close to the Karma Cleanse.
So it's been Beth the last couple of days that has been retelling her history, which really is, it's kind of petty in a couple of different cases, right? Kristen, you remember what the first couple of days here was?
Yes. So Beth has had a rough go at life and feels like she needs a karma cleanse and wanted to come on and apologize to those that she has wronged in the past. The first one was Mr. Pickles. And who was Mr. Pickles, Abby?
Mr. Pickles is her roommate's cat from college, and he got out and passed away because she let him out, well, unintentionally let him out when she threw a house party.
And Mo, what happened with her former coworker and the Birkin?
Well, she was a little jealous that the former coworker had a Birkin bag, and she accidentally, on purpose, spilled some coffee all inside the bag to ruin and damage it.
And the third one was not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, no, cheating on her boyfriend with her boyfriend's brother? Nah.
After you kill a cat and ruin a $15,000 purse, I don't care who you sleep with.
So the deal was Beth agreed. Bert, like, they established this out the gate. We will let you, you can use our show. You can use our show for your karma cleanse. Come on, publicly apologize, take public accountability. However, we also reserve the right to get the contact information for these three people, email them your apologies, and also include the podcast link of you coming on air, because she, you know, Beth was very emotional for all of them. So we wanted them to hear the sincerity in her voice.
The Friday one was a little different though, because it had to do with this ex-boyfriend, and we were kind of debating, look, would he even want to know? Like, this is going to clear your karma, but it might just be like a landmine for him. Does he really deserve this? So we left that in Beth's hands. Do you really want us to send that one out also? We'll certainly do it with the first two. So let's get Beth on. Hey, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right. Did you give Tommy the okay to send the email to the ex-boyfriend also?
I did. I felt like I wanted to clear everything. So, yeah, it was everything.
Okay. So, Tommy, did you find the emails of everybody and send the same email that she has been reciting to us? You sent it out to all three.
I did. 10 o'clock Friday at the end of the show, I sent it out. And I did receive responses from not one, not two, but all three people.
Well, okay. Look at you batting 1,000 there, Beth.
We're going to be here a while.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. I'm really nervous. Okay.
And I forwarded those emails to Kristen so she can read each one.
So did you tell them in the emails what we were doing here also?
Yes.
Okay.
So we explained to everybody about the Karma Cleanse, and then we included a copy of the emails that you had written and a link to the podcast when you were on air. And all three of them did respond. They are short, but sweet. And
sweet?
I just need you to brace yourself, Beth, okay?
It doesn't sound like it's sweet.
It's not.
Okay. That's false advertising, man.
So we'll start with the first one. You did get a response from your former roommate, Jess, about Mr. Pickles. And what Jess wrote was, Beth, I don't know what you expected from me with this. You let my cat run away, then watched me blame someone else, someone I cared about, and you said nothing for years.
You pretended to be heartbroken while I was actually heartbroken. That's not just a mistake, that's cruelty. I'm glad you finally got off your... I'm glad you finally got it off your chest. Must be nice.
Wow.
Jess. Not happy.
Whoa.
But again, Beth.
Yeah.
So this is just the first one, but you had to have had some expectation that not all of these were going to be received well, right?
Yeah, I guess I thought there would be more of a like, I don't know, like you're forgiven or I'm sorry that you went through this or I don't know, something.
Sorry you went through this? That's what you were hoping for?
I mean, I've been carrying that with me for so long.
Tommy?
Yeah.
When I was doing the research to get the email addresses, I do have the home addresses too. So if you want to send her something nice, I don't know, maybe a nice jar of pickles.
Really?
That might be nice.
That was a long way to go for that.
Jar of pickles.
Okay.
I mean, this is definitely more for you than it is them. Mm-hmm. So for you to sit there and go like, I thought that she would have more empathy for the pain I was going through. It's a little, I think you're victimizing yourself here.
You can't make yourself a victim. And you have to give them time to process this. Like, they're just receiving this after all of these years.
Yeah, you killed her cat, girlfriend. But to make it a little bit better, I mean, even though her response wasn't what you were expecting, you're not doing this for some kind of good response or forgiveness. You're doing this to clear the karma.
All right, so the next email came from Megan, your coworker, and this has everything to do with the Birkin bag. Mm-hmm. And she wrote...
Is this one from her lawyer?
No, it is not. I was actually a little bit nervous about that, but Megan wrote, so, ... you ruined something that meant a lot to me just because you were jealous, and now you want to come clean years later like that makes it okay? I'm not impressed by the apology. I'm not touched. It honestly just feels like you're doing this for you. You lied, played the victim, and let me look like a spoiled idiot crying over a purse when in reality, you made that choice intentionally. You don't get forgiveness just because you finally said the quiet part out loud.
Ooh.
Megan.
Ooh. What do you think about that one, Beth?
Whoa. I mean, that's a lot. That's like a lot to take in. Megan, okay, all right.
Well, I mean, what were you expecting? Like for them to hit you back and go, "Hey, it's okay. It was all like in the past." And look, you carrying this pain around, it must be so. Must have been unbearable. Is that what you were hoping for?
I mean, okay, maybe not that much, but I mean, Megan. Let's face it; she probably has like 4 other bags just like that by now. So I thought she might be like, "Oh, it was my first one. The cleaner got the stains out. Like, no big deal." I don't know.
Her being able to afford more bags or to clean the bag is not the point.
Right. Okay.
I think there's a little deflecting going on.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one, Beth, your ex-boyfriend, Dylan, did reach back out. Beth, I've known for a while.
Ooh.
Austin told me a few months after we broke up. I just never reached out because honestly, there wasn't anything left to say. Reading your message now just confirms what I already knew, that you weren't honest with me and you didn't have the decency to end things for the real reason. You let me walk away thinking I wasn't enough. That messed with me more than the cheating ever did. I'm not mad anymore, but I'm not impressed either. This email isn't about closure. It's about your guilt. You're not doing this for me. I've moved on. I hope one day you figure out how to do that without taking people down in the process. Dylan.
Well, I think he's right, Beth. I mean, again, we got to address that. I mean, you were not doing this for those people, right? You were just doing this for you to mm-hmm. clear your karma. But you know that this was not for any one of those three.
I mean, it's honestly making me think that, like, this just created more bad karma. So I know that wasn't, like, I did that to myself. Like, it was me. It was my choice. Okay, I'm just a bad person.
You're not, I don't think you're a bad person, Beth. I think you made some bad decisions. I think you made some bad choices. I think we are all fallible human beings. I think we have a good side. I think we have a bad side. And I think we all make mistakes. I think in this instance, what you have to realize is you wanted to take accountability and you did. But you can't expect forgiveness just for taking accountability. You can't control people's reactions to your apology. You did what you thought was right. You took accountability. You apologized. Mo has a point. This is fresh. Give him some time to process. And I think now it's time for you, instead of worrying about these other people, it's time for you to start worrying about yourself and to start doing some self-reflection and to tap into, how am I going to be a better Beth? You're really struggling over there.
I don't like this.
I almost feel like I should just change my name.
No, I don't like this whole thing, because I still do. I think the work that you have to do here in listening to your response to their responses is, I think you're very self-centered, and I think you look at yourself as a victim. So, no, do I think you're a bad person? I don't know. But I don't know what you were hoping to get out of this.
I think Mr. Pickles thinks you're a bad person.
we'll never know.
we'll never know because he ran away.
You need to focus on forgiving yourself. It's not about if they're going to forgive you or not, because they probably won't. You hurt them. But you need to worry about forgiving yourself.
Right. All right, Beth, we will let you go.
Well, thank you for that. I got some work to do.
Indeed. We all do. Mm-hmm. We all do. All right. Bye-bye. I didn't like
Anna. I could tell.
He didn't hide it well.
You're on The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
A representative for comedian Anthony Anderson is speaking out after a resurfaced clip from an interview with him in 2003 with Lindsay Lohan came out. And he admitted to something in this clip that maybe he should have kept to himself.
What gentleman will be at the new pad with you and Raven Simone?
No one.
I'm just talking about, you know, like parties.
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
She's single, but looking.
But I'm illegal for people that are old.
Well, you know, some men like them young. We ain't gonna mention no names, but, you know, I'm one of them.
It's just a little icky.
Yeah, he's the only one in the room laughing at that. It was that uncomfortable laughter and then silence, right? Awkward.
So this was when?
This was in 2003 when Lindsay Lohan was underage. So I believe she was 17 at the time.
But why bring it up now?
It's one of those things where it just hits the internet and it goes viral and people are like, oh, wait, that happened 22 years ago?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, how did that not go viral then? Because is it hella creepy now? Yeah. But it was also creepy then. So how did that kind of explode under the radar until now?
That was my first thought, but different time. And it just seems like we were more sensitive to things like that today than we were then, which is a good thing. And now people are being called out on things they should have been called out on when it happened.
And I do think this is like a daily lesson for your kids more than anything else. What you say online goes on your permanent record, man. It can be 20 years where you were creepy 20 years ago, and it's going to pop up again.
Mm-hmm. So a representative has basically just said that, you know, he apologized if it offended and stressed out Lindsay Lohan. It was all supposed to be comedic, I guess. If I was going to give my opinion on this, it sounds like he was trying to make a joke that he just likes younger women, but it happened right after she said that, you know, by the way, for all the old people listening, I'm, you know, underage and illegal. And it comes across as like he likes underage women, but he's just trying to say that he would like a 21-year-old woman, which is still kind of icky and creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little
His apology could have been a little more sincere.
He could have come out and said something instead of his representative coming out being like, sorry if it stressed you out. What?
I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but did you see what Azalea Banks, when she tried to stick up for Donald Trump this weekend, said?
Oh my God.
No, I missed this.
So was she trying to stick up with him or was she trying? I don't know much about her. Is she like super conservative?
She's extreme on both sides. Like, you really never know what you're going to get from her. It kind of feels like it's clickbaity most of the time.
Okay. She likes a good headline, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because what she said, if she's on his side and defending him, if I'm the White House, I'm like, please don't speak for us ever again. But if she's trying to make a point about it from the other side, then she made a point.
No, I find most of her stuff to be very, like Mossad, extreme and rage-baity.
Okay.
So she's basically being like, in his defense, okay, like, my grandma had her first kid at 12. It used to be normal.
Can you give context? I don't know what she said.
Cassie did a little bit there, but it was more graphic than that.
Oh, okay. Like,
yeah, no, I can't.
It's not shocking coming from her.
Yeah, just Google it.
It has to do with underage. Oh, ew. Okay. Do you want to move on to something fun?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a list that just came out of the best fake songs in movies and TV shows, and I thought I would play them because some of them are just iconic and hysterical and so, so fun. In the fifth place spot on the list is Let's Go to the Mall from How I Met Your Mother. None of you in this room like the song.
Yeah, no, that was that's not a bomb.
Do you know, I've never watched 1 second of that show.
I Met Your Mother?
It's a great show.
Is it?
Yeah, so that character is Robin on the show, and the rest of her friends find out that she was a Canadian pop star, Robin Sparkles, and that was the song in the video.
Well, with
the
context now, it's equally bad.
Still not good.
Nope.
The fourth song on the list, all the girls from my generation will remember and love, it's The Bone Dance from Hannah Montana.
We're doing the bone dance, you study the answers again and again till I get it right. We're doing the bone dance, you dance and you learn it, and we won't mess up this test. We'll get it perfect.
So for context, that's like the chorus to it, but they had to memorize the bones of the in the body for a test, and they have to be like, this is the tibula and the fibula, okay, and then they break into the
when
chorus.
When she got a little older, that had a completely different context.
It did, it did. In third place, it was Smelly Cat from Friends.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody! Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat.
Did I read later on that that was actually ad-libbed? Like, that wasn't part of the script, I think.
Oh, really?
I think she just went off, yeah.
That's interesting. Impressive, if so.
Yeah, barely. And second place, it's A Little Bit of Lexus from, can I say that? The S word,
yeah.
Creek?
Yeah, it's from Schitt's Creek.
It feels illegal. Schitt's Creek. And in the top place on the list, it's very well timed considering the sequel is coming out. It's Ultimate from Freaky Friday. That went to number one on my boombox back in 2005.
I preferred the Bone song over that.
Yeah,
I Bone song?
Yes, that was my favorite.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.